In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. How wonderful it is to be part of the Church of God today. Especially on a day like this, when we gather for an ordination, in addition to the priesthood of God, the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. There has been priesthood for millennia. There was priesthood in the Old Testament. But that priesthood had particular shape. It looked towards something that was to come. Its acts were symbolic. It did things as a type, as an introduction to the promises that were to be realized. But besides that, we've also had elements of leadership amongst God's people. Today our Lord speaks to the scribes and the Pharisees, the ones who are responsible for leading and teaching, the ones who took privileges to themselves, but who put pressures on others. The beauty of our priesthood today is that it is not based on pure authority, but it is based on the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is based on His ministry. It is based on how He serves us as the great High Priest. Our Lord, God incarnate, God in flesh, came that He may serve and not be served. He came as a shepherd to a scattered flock. He came as a physician to those who were sick, and He came as hope to those who lived in darkness and the shadow of death. And so we too today share in this beautiful priesthood. A priesthood that gives us hope, that does not just look on the outside of the cup and dish, but tells us to cleanse the inside first. That is not about outwardly dressed tombs, but about the heart that dwells within and the purification of that heart. This is the priesthood of the Lord Most High. And this is why it is a priesthood that is essential to our salvation. For through it, we receive the sacraments. Today, we stand around the altar of God, upon which have been placed gifts, which, by our prayers and calling upon the Holy Spirit, will be changed. From bread and wine, from simple offerings that are the making of our hands, to His gift to us, His body and His blood. It starts by us giving our Lord the little we have, the two mites, the gifts that we can give based on our own limited humanity. He takes that, as He did with the loaves and the fish. He blesses it. But then not only gives it to it in abundance, but He gives it to us in a very different manifestation. He gives it to us as His body and His blood among us today. This is such a beautiful gift that we don't really consider. There are some people in some churches who will never approach sacraments because they feel unworthy. And of course that is wrong, because we are never worthy. We work towards sanctification. We work towards perfection. But we are only truly sanctified. We are only truly perfect when we reach the image of God. But we approach it, the altar, the sacraments, sometimes without fully understanding. Without understanding that the words that were given to the scribes and the Pharisees today also apply to us. Cleanse the inside before you welcome the Lord. Cleanse the inside before you make that heart the throne of God. Because it is a throne of God. It was created that way for that purpose. It is not meant to be shared with anything or anyone else but God Himself. And that anything that comes in through God. Our relationships, our families, all those who are around us, our communities, the world. We love all through the throne of God and through Him sitting upon it. The sanctification of the altar, the sanctuary, our own hearts, our lives, this only comes by that presence of God. The beauty in our church sacramentally as well is that we are sanctified to the Lord. As individual members of the body of Christ, we are sanctified to the Lord. We become His altars, places of His offerings, temples through which He lives and He shines from within. You see, if our light came only from the outside, it would just be our light. But our light must come from within, the presence of God. And that is why, like a lantern that may have become obscured over time, the light of God dwells within us, but no light comes from it. It is through our sanctification, the cleansing from within. It is through our understanding of who we are and what we represent in this world that we cleanse. We ask God to cleanse us. We live a life of righteousness. We live like our fathers, the apostles, whom we celebrate during these days, who gave their lives even unto the ultimate sacrifice. We see our brothers and sisters today in the world giving their lives even unto the ultimate sacrifice. Yet we approach. Approach is a matter of habit, as a matter of entitlement. We are entitled to this. Heaven forbid that someone should say, why don't you think about not taking communion today because you might not be ready? Not as a punishment, but because your heart is not ready. Who are you to tell me not to take it? I'm just your father. I'm telling you, I'm warning you. I'm instructing you that your heart must be pure. You see, we have so much we can share. We have so many gifts that are given to us. We have scripture that warns us. We have the sacraments that cleanse us. We have the manifestation of God among us that inspires and gives us hope. And we have the promise of salvation that allows us to work towards something that is much greater. We don't want to be blind guides. We don't want to be hypocrites. We want to be good and faithful stewards and servants who hear that faithful and joyous call, well done, good and faithful servant. We cannot be faithful if we are not like Him. We cannot be good if we are not like Him. We cannot enter into His kingdom if we are not like Him. And the only way we are like Him is when the purity inside becomes the purity outside. The heart that is filled with God becomes a heart that brings Him forth into the world. So today as we approach the sacraments, today as we look upon this wonderful sacrament of priesthood that is enacted before us, today as we welcome a new brother and father into our church as a new shepherd, we remember that God has given us these things. We remember that God has given us abundantly. And as He has given us, it is now up to us to be good, to be faithful, to be righteous, to be honest, and to be His chosen vessels carrying His name as a gift before the world and before all, that He may be glorified through us. Glory be to God forever. Amen.